Well, this is our inaugural annual vision dinner here at St. Peter's. I don't know if you've seen that classic clip of the sweet American girl who's being interviewed on the street by a TV reporter, and she's being asked of her opinion of Christmas. Her answer is, "I love it. I think it's such fun. I think we should have it every year," she says in all sincerity. What a great idea to have Christmas every year. But I hope after tonight's inaugural annual vision, that is exactly how you'll be feeling about this evening. I did hear a conversation between two people at church on Sunday who were trying to remember what we did for this last year for our inaugural annual vision dinner. And if that was you, you've now discovered the meaning of the word inaugural. We didn't do this last year. This is a great thing to do as a church family. It's especially great if you're relatively new to this church, to St. Peter's, because here we are at the beginning of an academic year, recasting our vision, the kind of church that we want to be here in Fulham. And not just to hear the vision again, but to see together how that vision can become a reality. To hear, to see, and then to spend some time this evening as well praying that God would make that vision a reality. Because at the end of the day, it's not down to what we think of ourselves or what we want to become. It's actually down to our wonderful, gracious Heavenly Father making our vision a reality. Well, to enable us to do that this evening, you should find on the tables in front of you a flyer that looks a lot like that. That's not just for this evening, but that's for you to use now and then take away with you as you go. And it's really a visual representation of our vision. You can see that printed right in the centre, that we are, as St. Peter's Fulham, a gospel-centred community for the heart of Fulham and then beyond. And around the vision is how we see our vision becoming reality. The vision statement that we have as a church, it breaks down into three parts. We are a gospel-centered community. We are for the heart of Fulham, but not just for Fulham, for the world beyond that with the gospel. And you can see on that flyer, each of those parts has been given a different colour and a different, well, not a quadrant, because there's only three of them on the sheet, a different, whatever the word for three is that isn't quadrant, trident. Trident sounds like about the right word. And the plan for this part of the evening is to take us through together those three parts of the vision, to remind ourselves what it is and to see how it happens amongst us as a church and how it will happen indeed in the year ahead. And then just to spend some time talking about that around the tables and praying about it. So first of all then, we are here at St. Peter's, a gospel-centered community. A gospel-centered community. We are a community like lots of other churches and groups and clubs that exist in Fulham. We're by no means unique. Being a community is not unique to Christians. It's not unique to churches. There are all sorts of them in Fulham. But what we seek to be here at St. Peter's is a group of Christians, a church that is shaped by the gospel, shaped by the good news of Jesus Christ. That it is his sacrificial death on the cross for us, for our forgiveness, because of his great love for us, that stands at the center of everything that we do and everything that we want to be and become as a church. Now, we see the first part of that vision that we have being worked out amongst us, primarily on Sundays here in church. We don't gather on Sundays, Sunday mornings and Sunday evenings, because, well, that's what Christians do on Sundays. We do it because we are shaped by the gospel. We have the good news of Jesus Christ at the heart of what we do. And that's why everything that we do here, when we do gather on Sundays as adults in here, and everything that happens through those doors, but not just through those doors and in various homes in the local streets, because we've completely run out of room on a Sunday morning. Everything that we do as we gather on a Sunday is centered on and shaped by the gospel. Together at Tens, if you've been here on the first Sunday of the month, it's an all-age service. And it's when we do that together as a gospel-centered community of all ages, learning together, worshipping God together, and then eating together afterwards in our bring and share lunches, enjoying that time that we have together as a community. Firm Foundations, many of you will have been along on the first Sunday, on a Sunday evening. It's when we take either a core Bible doctrine, something that the Bible shows us is really important to our Christian faith, or a controversial topic, a hot issue, and we bring the gospel to bear on it. We allow that to shape our understanding of the world in which we live and the faith in which we have. We had a good time last month looking at science and Genesis to go alongside our preaching series. Earlier in the summer, we were looking at the now highly controversial topic in our country of what is marriage and what it is not. And we're going to be looking next month at the place of music in our church as a church family. A gospel-centered community. And that's something that happens midweek as well. In home groups, small groups where people can build good relationships, friendships, where they can get the support and encouragement that they need in their Christian lives. And again, to be shaped together as we study the Bible together. And then once a month here in church, instead of those home groups meeting, we do this. If this is the first time you've been here midweek on a Wednesday to eat together and you're rather enjoying this evening so far, you might like to know we do this every single month. To be fair, it's not always quite as grand and as sumptuous as this, but we meet together at our central prayer suppers to eat together. As part of that meal, we share the Lord's Supper together. And then we spend time together, the church family, coming before our Heavenly Father to express our dependence on Him. He is the one we're looking to in everything. And perhaps that more than anything else that we do as a church, our central prayer suppers, is the real indicator of how much we really are a gospel-centered community, or whether those are just words that we like to say about ourselves. We will grow as a church in every which way in direct proportion to how much we pray as a church. So let me encourage you, if you're here this evening and enjoying it, as I said, but you haven't yet made it along to one of those central prayer suppers, the third one Wednesday of every month, why not make this year the year that that changes for you? And then watch, be a part of how those prayer suppers change us as a church. Well as more praying as a church this year, new for 2014, three things that will make us more of a gospel-centered community. Let me very quickly run through them. First of all, our Lent course, the 40 days running up to Easter. We're going to be embarking on something called The Purpose-Driven Life. It's an excellent book, both for our personal growth and our home groups, that can deepen our faith and our life together as a church. More of that in the new year. And then secondly, our church weekend away, coming up at the end of March. Chance to spend the weekend together, the whole weekend, not just time on Sundays, in a beautiful part of the Buckinghamshire countryside at a great venue with great food and a great swimming pool, being again shaped by the gospel as we hear some great Bible teaching as we grow together as a community. And then thirdly, the launch of our Building for Growth project. We've needed to do something with this building to enhance our gospel ministry here for the last few years as we've grown as a church and as our needs have changed. Next year we can launch that project to create more space, more rooms for our burgeoning Sunday school, a full-size, properly equipped kitchen, decent toilets and a warm equipped office facilities, all of that to help our vision of who we want to be as a church. St. Peter's Fulham is a gospel-centered community for the heart of Fulham and beyond. And it's that second and third part of the vision that I want us to focus on now. We are, as a church building, located in the heart of Fulham. If you open a map, your A to Z, and you stick a pin in what looks like the centre of Fulham, you hit this church, more or less. God has given us a great location for reaching this community, and that is a big part of why we exist as a church. This church, any gospel-centred church, exists for the benefit of the people who don't yet belong to it. Any gospel-centred church exists for the benefit of people who don't yet belong to it. We are a church for the local community, which means we meet here not as a ghetto or an enclave, but to serve and to reach this part of London. And it is the hearts of the people who live in this part of London that we want to reach with the good news of Jesus Christ. We're not a social club, although we are a friendly church. We are a spiritual community, and we want to reach into the lives, and ultimately we want to reach the souls of the many non-Christians who live in the streets around us. That second part of our vision again becomes a reality on Sundays. Here on any given Sunday, sometimes as much as a third of the people who gather together here in the morning and in the evening are not yet Christians. Here they are joining with us and glad to be doing that, but not yet understanding or sharing that Christian faith. What a fantastic opportunity. What a privilege to be able to share this space with people like that. It's what we're here for. It's what we're about as a church. Christianity Explored, our regular informal course to explore the Christian faith, kicked off last night at Cafe Plum, just down on the Munster Road. We had a great start with 11 of us meeting in the cafe to explore and examine the claims of Jesus Christ through Mark's Gospel. This time last week, we weren't here. We were down at the Durrell Arms for the pub quiz with over 70 people there, with loads and loads of guests and friends who've been invited along. And we listened to Jack being interviewed as he spoke about his life and the reality of his Christian faith. Midweek, here and on Sundays, over 100 children and toddlers pass through this building, through Noah's Ark, through Fab Club, through Explorers, through SPY, all the groups on Sunday. In 2 months' time, we've got Christmas, which we are having again this year. Last year, there were over 750 people from the local community who came and joined us at our various Christmas services. And then, in 2014, before Easter and in the run-up to Easter, a sustained focus for us as a church to reach out into the local community with something called a Passion for Life, and more news, exciting news on that in the new year. We're going to have a sports quiz. We're going to have some dedicated outreach events, both for men and for women. And then, of course, come the summer, our ever-popular, ever-growing summer fete. We are a gospel-centered community for the heart of Fulham. Well, again, just round the tables for a few moments. Let's spend some time talking about that part of our vision. And let me say, if that is a part of our vision that you are yet to be a part of, maybe that would be a good place to start. How can I be a part of being part of this church as it seeks to reach the people in this local community? Well, if you could make that the final part of your prayer for that part of our vision. And we come to the last part of the vision and the last part of this evening, and that is the and beyond. We are a gospel-centered community for the heart of Fulham, but not just for Fulham, for beyond that. Because what we're doing and what we want to be as a church is not unique by any means to us here at St. Peter's. This sort of gospel-centered, outward-looking community is actually going on all over the world. We're just doing what many, many other Christians are doing all over the world. And that's because we believe that God is the God of the whole world, and therefore the gospel is that's shaping us, the gospel that we hold out to this part of the whole world, is a gospel that needs to go to the whole world. We express that conviction through our partnership with Christians in other parts of the world doing the same sort of thing that we're doing here, in a way that fits their culture, in a way that fits their culture, but the same gospel nevertheless. So we've got partnership with the Nelsons in Paris, in France, the Griffiths in Singapore, there to reach East Asia, the Hurecks in Germany, the Lambrechts in Rwanda, and the Fergusons in North Africa. And it was great, actually, to have almost all of our mission partners visit us this summer to strengthen our links and our gospel partnership with them. But as well as linking with those other churches, we're also about sending out from this church people to the and beyond, the other parts of the world. So Sarah German spent part of this summer in Niger, in Central Africa. David and Zoe spent some time in Japan. And they are trying to discern together where in this world God wants them to be involved in gospel ministry. We don't want to see any of those wonderful people leave this gospel-centered community. But if and when they do, we will rejoice in that, because this is part of our vision as a church. We also express this and beyond Fulham bit in being part of a growing network of churches in central and southwest London that is committed to planting new churches as a means of reaching London with the good news of Jesus Christ. That network is called Commission, and its strapline, its vision is a passion for London, for planting for Christ. A passion for London, for planting for Christ. And it is with the encouragement and indeed financial support of Commission that there was a church planted in Fulham about 6 or 7 years ago that some of us were a part of. And it is indeed with the encouragement and financial support of Commission that we hope to plant from here a brand new church in 2014. Plans are at a very early and, needless to say, very precarious stage. But there's every possibility, and a very exciting one at that, that this time next year a brand new church will have been planted from this church into another part of London. Watch this space. We'll tell you more when we can, and keep praying for that. One final and beyond initiative for 2014 is an international cafe here in church to reach the hundreds and hundreds of students who come from all over the world right in to this part of Fulham to be learning English every single term throughout the year. We have an and beyond opportunity on our own doorstep. And it's something that we want to make the most of in the year ahead. Well, again, just a few moments to talk about our vision as it reaches out beyond our local community to the whole world. It's a big part to be praying for. We don't have enough time to do it justice. But talk first, then we'll pray, and then I'll wrap things up for this evening. Well, one more time, let me encourage you to draw your prayers to a close. We come to the close of our evening. If you've been at all frustrated by the limited amount of time to pray for such good and exciting things, then let me commend to you again our central prayer supper. We'll be doing this all again this time next month at our central prayer supper. If you'd like to dig deeper into our vision as a church, if you'd like to put flesh on the bones of this evening, then let me commend to you a book that you'll find just by the door. It's called Gospel DNA, Apostolic Ministry Values Today. And much of that vision that I've just sketched out for you this evening, you'll find in much greater detail here in this book. It's a great book. It's a great read. It's 30 standalone chapters. So if you're the sort of person who isn't brilliant at reading a book from beginning to end, it's the kind of book you can actually dip into, or maybe even just read a chapter a day for a month and see where you go with that. Price £5, very keenly priced, and available here at the door. Do grab one of those. It's also our book of the term, our church book of the terms. So you can kill two birds with one stone. Read a great book and tick the box, book of the term. Fantastic. If you'd like more information about all the other things that we've been talking about, you'll find this on the tables. It's a term card, and it's got information about many of the things that we've been thinking about and talking about. And if some of that is new to you, then do grab one of those, and that will, again, help you begin to put things into place. And then one final thing that you'll find on the tables. If you've got a red tablecloth, it might be a little harder to find because it's more or less the same colour. But it's our prayer diary, one of the ways that we try and pray for each other, for our mission partners and our mission as a church, is through a prayer diary. And that's a way we can pray daily for each other. And that's something you'd be coordinate. And you may well have been asked for prayer requests for that on a Sunday or by email. Let me encourage you to take that away if you've lost your copy for this month. Or you didn't get one in the first place, take that away. And as you pray for others in the church, it's a great encouragement to know that they too will be praying for you. Thank you for making the time, and thank you for being a part of engaging with our vision, for taking the time to hear, to see, and to pray what we're about as a church. Thank you to those who've worked hard to make this evening possible, provided the food, and worked hard present it to us. If you are able, and I know not everyone is, many have to get away, but if you're able to put away chairs, take stuff through to the kitchen, that would be a great help for those who volunteered to help with the clear-up. Thanks for coming, and see you on Sunday, and see you this time next month for our central prayer supper.